We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining me right now, a guy who covers the Giants. He's been doing it for many, many years. And that is P-Dot Paul Dottino. Paul, how you doing?
Good morning, Evan. Great to talk to you, and glad that opening day is finally here.
Oh, amen. I got to admit, I thought about you over the weekend because you have been a big supporter of Davis Webb. I think you compared him to maybe Kerry Collins, and I was stunned. I'm sure you were stunned. Everybody was stunned that the guy was caught. So first, your reaction to Davis Webb being caught by the New York Giants and now a member of the Jet practice squad.
Shocked, flabbergasted, puzzled, flummoxed. Pick the adjective. I believe Davis Webb is one of the best 64 quarterbacks in the National Football League. I knew he would get picked up very quickly. I think I'm going to have to go through my books and my paperwork. He might be the first quarterback to actually take place on the Giants and Jets rosters during his career. Now, of course, he's only practice squad with the Jets right now, so it remains to be seen if he ever gets to their 53. But, he's potentially a trivia question answer at some point down the line.
What did the Giants not like about Davis Webb?
I don't know if that they didn't like about him, but I think that Pat Shurmur, the head coach, introduced a piece of mathematics to the equation that none of us knew yesterday. He told us that he strongly prefers philosophically to keep a veteran backup quarterback in the room. None of us knew this. None of us expected it. None of us smelled it. And that meant, basically, that there was going to be a placeholder for a veteran at number three, which meant either Alex Tanny, if he was going to stick, or potentially another veteran. This is a Shurmur philosophy that he revealed to us yesterday only after the cutting of Webb had taken place. Well, that means all along it was going to be Webb against Loletta when every single person in the New York media, including myself, believed that Tanny was only a number four QB to save their arms during camp and would immediately be the first guy gone. So he changed the mathematical equation without telling any of us, and obviously Loletta is a Gettleman Shurmur draft pick. You know how guys are preferential to their own draft pick.
Oh, sure.
So if we had known that that was the math that Shurmur was going to do, it was certainly going to mean that Webb was going to have more of an uphill climb than any of us ever thought.
Oh, no doubt, for the reasons you laid out. And I got to hand it to Shurmur, whether you agree with it or not, here's why I think that was brilliant. If he had told us that to begin with, and we knew this was a competition, that would have been a huge story. He would have been asked about a lot. I think we would have focused on that a hell of a lot more during these preseason games. Ah, Loletta versus Davis Webb, Davis Webb versus Loletta. And because we didn't know about it, I don't think any of us really viewed it as more than just who's going to be two and who's going to be three, not who has a job and who doesn't.
No question, Evan. Absolutely. The entire question, the entire rules of the game would have been entirely different. And so when Shurmur dropped that on us yesterday at his press conference, I thought that was by far the biggest bombshell of his conversation. And really, you know, when you change the rules of the game in midstream, is it any wonder that none of us saw this coming?
Should they have, and obviously it would have been more obvious to us, but should they have been more aggressive at bringing in a veteran? Because this veteran, Alex Tanny, if he's the guy, it may not be him. I mean, he's played one game in his entire career. I know he's in his 30s now, and he has experience backing up and bouncing around the league. But should they have done a better job at bringing in a more established veteran than Alex Tanny, if that's important to Shurmur?
That's a really good question, Evan, because, you know, when you look at the available street free agent quarterbacks earlier this spring, you know, some of the better names, if you will, were certainly going to want more money. And they were certainly going to demand more of an opportunity than perhaps just being the number three and becoming a veteran presence, if you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
I mean, if you're going to sign behind Eli Manning, the guy's an Iron Man. We know the only reason that he didn't start a game. It had nothing to do with his health. So, you know, how many of the supposed better veteran QBs on the street were going to be willing to come and sit behind Eli? I mean, you know, the Giants were lucky some years ago when David Carr said, look, I'm happy being a number two behind Eli Manning. I want to play for the Giants. I want to win a Super Bowl. I could care less if I get in the game. You know, Carr was very comfortable here. He didn't mind that he held the clipboard for a couple of years.
Any interest before they were traded in a guy like A.J. McCarron or a guy like Teddy Bridgewater? Was there never interest in making a deal for guys like that?
I never got the impression that they were on the looking outside. Patty threw the ball well. I mean, I will tell you this. If you had gotten any chances to talk to people who were at practice every day, I had a conversation with Davis Webb last week. I said, Davis, you know, I don't know why Alex Tanny has bounced around for 7 years. He throws a nice ball. Now, there may be other factors about, you know, how he does in a game. We don't know because he's barely played. But I said, I've never seen four quarterbacks in Giants summer camp all throw the ball as well as you guys do. Webb had the best arm strength. I think Eli had the best accuracy. Loletta throws a nice, pretty rainbow throw. And Tanny just threw some very nice short laser beams. And so, you know, I'm not shocked. I've been telling people for a couple of weeks, I think Alex Tanny deserves a chance to be in the NFL as a backup somewhere. I just didn't think it was going to be here.
Yeah, and right now it looks like that has a great chance of happening. We're talking to Paul DeTino about the Giants. Does this decision, in their view, on Davis Webb at all impact, looking back on things, what they did at number two? If they didn't love Davis Webb, do you think they should have maybe given it more thought to take one of these quarterbacks?
Well, I always said, Evan, it was my opinion, and I believe the Giants concurred. There were three reasons to do what they did. One was I thought Webb was the next guy. Well, obviously they didn't concur on that one. But I thought that the other two reasons are still very much in play. They thought Barkley was a Hall of Fame player. And, you know, you get an opportunity to get a Hall of Fame player and you're going to put him on an offense with Beckham and with Eli Manning and you're playing to win now, that makes a lot of sense to me. And then the third reason that I continue to tell everybody is that this quarterback class was overhyped. I don't think there's a Hall of Famer in this quarterback class. And obviously they concurred with that because they didn't even look for another quarterback until they got to the fourth round. So they couldn't have been all that impressed because why wait then? If they thought they needed somebody else behind Webb who was going to potentially beat him out, why'd they wait to the fourth round? So they must have felt the same way I did.
Does the quarterback, though, because I don't know if any of these guys are going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Obviously, I hope one of them is. Obviously, the guy with the Jets. But doesn't the guy have to be real good, not even Hall of Fame worthy to make it worth it? If one of the quarterbacks is Matthew Stafford, who I don't think is a Hall of Famer, but he's a good quarterback,
right. Do
you think then it becomes something worth doing, even if he's not a Hall of Famer and, say, Saquon is?
If you're passing up a guaranteed lock of a Hall of Fame running back for just a quarterback who's good, no, I don't think so. Let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity, you know, to take Walter Payton or Matthew Stafford, which one are you taking?
In that case, Walter Payton. It's tough because I think if you have a chance, look at LaDainian Tomlinson, right? Hall of Famer. Great career.
Sure.
If you have a chance to take LaDainian Tomlinson or a Matthew Stafford, is the answer LaDainian Tomlinson?
Well, there's a lot of factors that have to come into play. Specifically, also, what's the makeup of your roster today? And I will tell you this, Evan. I think the Giants really believe that Eli Manning has many more years left than most people think.
Hey, that's a big factor.
When I say many, you get the impression from talking to Gettleman and Shermer, and when you watch Eli at practice every day, look, Evan, I've seen quarterbacks who lost their arm. Peyton Manning's a great example. I remember Ryan Seif when he played for the Browns and then came to the New Jersey Generals in the USFL, and I watched him have trouble throwing the ball 35 yards downfield. I've seen guys lose their arm. Eli Manning hasn't lost an inch off of his fastball. He can still make all the throws, and he's as healthy as ever. So I think they believe Eli's good for 18. I think they think he's good for 19. And I wouldn't be shocked in the back of their minds right now that they're thinking there may be a chance he's good for 20.
Sure.
So with that in mind and with the weapons they put around him, I think, you know, you absolutely had to pass on a quarterback, no question.
Their actions show that, that's for sure, that they believe he can play for a few more years. We're talking to P-Dot. The Giants really used that number two waiver claim aggressively. They brought in a lot of guys, Mario Edwards, the former Raider, Sean Chandler, Kalen Clay. Of the guys they brought in, who do you think makes the biggest impact? Who are you most intrigued by?
Well, I think you kind of have to look at Edwards because right now it looks like he'll be in that defensive line rotation, and we know that the Giants are really emphasizing stopping the run first. They have to do that because that's where, more importantly, the defense needs to try to control the game a little bit. So I would say potentially he does. He's also the most accomplished. If you look at the resumes of all the guys that they claim, he certainly has the most pelts on his belt, if you will. So I would say him right now, although to be quite frank with you, they desperately needed cornerback help. They only kept four on their first 53. So they claimed three corners, knowing that they really had to get numbers back there. I think it remains to be seen what kind of quality we're talking about, but we knew they needed bodies.
Sure. What's the update on Olivier Vernon? You think we're going to see him on Sunday?
Vernon, unfortunately for the Giants, was unable to come out to practice yesterday. They kept him inside for treatment. They are aggressively working on his ankle with all kinds of therapies to see if they can hasten his return. I would say we probably would know a lot more on Friday. Vernon is a very savvy veteran. He's picked up this defense quickly. In fact, his teammates will all tell you he may have had the best training camp of any of the Giants' defensive players. So I don't think missing 2-3 days of practice is going to prohibit him from playing in the game. I think it's simply going to be up to the trainers who will say, Olivier, last year you played through a sprained ankle and you were a shell of yourself. We got to make sure that you're good enough that you're not going to be a shell of yourself for the next 2 months. If they can get him to that point with the rehab, it would not shock me if he goes out there as a game-time decision and may even give it a go. But the trainers are going to have that call.
5 days out, what do you think happens week one at home against Jacksonville?
You know, as that bus passes me, I believe that the Giants are going to pull the biggest upset of the week. Week number one is usually the week where you see the most NFL upsets. Anybody who is a, quote, expert at wagering pieces of lettuce on those games or boxes of ziti, they know that week one is your biggest upset week of the season. The Giants are coming in not only with a tremendous attitude adjustment, but they've got a roster that's been over 50% rebuilt. They've got a new head coach and a new coordinator on both sides of the ball. I was on the air with Jacksonville's radio team earlier today, and even they admitted they have absolutely no idea what the Giants are going to put on the field. It's hard enough to determine their personnel. Now you've got to try to determine their scheme, their play preferences, and their game plan. Jacksonville has no idea what the Giants are going to do to them on Sunday. So I would say Giants win a close one, but I think it's the upset special of the week.
All right, Paul. We appreciate it. Thanks for popping on.
Have a good one, Evan.
All right, Paul Dottino. Right now, that line, because they're at home, they're a road dog. They're getting 3 right now at home against Jacksonville. The biggest line of the weekend, let me see. The biggest line of the weekend, New Orleans laying 9.5 at home against Tampa Bay without their quarterback, Jameis Winston. The Ravens are laying 7 at home against this decrepit Buffalo Bill team. I think they're going to be awful. And the Packers are laying 7.5 at home against the very excited Chicago Bears. And the Jet line's big at 6.5. So the Giants are getting 3. They're one of two teams that I think are home dogs this week. The Browns are home dogs. They're getting 3.5 at home against the Steelers. That line must have moved, probably because of Le'Veon Bell. I thought I saw that line at 5 or 6 not that long ago. And Miami's a home dog. They're at home getting 1.5 against Tennessee. Isn't this fun? Getting a look at lines, home dogs, and all that. Oh, it's very, very exciting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.